I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today, we're celebrating Janice Siegel's birthday. Janice has spent more than 50 years helping define the sound of vocal harmony with both the Manhattan Transfer and through a remarkable body of solo work and collaborations. Janice is, of course, also the host of WBGO's Singers Unlimited. I've known her since I was a kid. You have the scent of danger. Over the years, we've recorded together, we've written songs together, we've laughed a lot together. And looking back through my archive for her birthday, I found two conversations with Janice separated by almost 30 years and two generations. The first was recorded by my father, Ben Sidran, in the mid-1980s, just after the Manhattan Transfer's groundbreaking Vocalese album. Ben asked her where jazz first entered her life.
To me, jazz is almost the ultimate expression. I mean, that's the way I've always felt since age 14 when I heard A Love Supreme. I don't know, it just did something to me. I think it tweaked my brain. Oh, you could hear John Coltrane screaming and crying and caressing. And I guess that's what touched me about it. But the thing is, with pop music, it's not as rich as jazz. It loses its appeal very quickly, I find. I like to sing it in the studio, you know, and then just be done with it. The problem is you have to sing it for the rest of your life if you make a record of it and it happens to get popular. He's kind of tall. He's really fine. Someday I hope to make him mine, all mine. I like to sing Boy from New York City, but I don't want to sing it for the rest of my life. I wouldn't mind singing Joy Spring for the rest of my life.
30 years later, when Janice Siegel joined me on the Third Story podcast, I heard that same curiosity. We talked about songs, arranging, producing, and about harmony itself.
I think people respond to harmony. They look at it and attach a meaning to it. Like, these people get along. These people are blending. Mm-hmm. Even though they're different, they're raising their voices together and sublimating their own, for the moment anyway, their own personal desires to make this other sound. They look at it, I think, in an unconscious way as a sign of hope in the world. The best is yet to come and they won't it be fine. You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
So what do you look for when you're looking for new songs?
Well, something has to move me hard. It's usually the music, and then I have to think that I could bring something to it. You just have to, you can't be thinking or second-guessing the audience. It's not possible. You know, you got to go on what is fueling you and what is driving your own passion.
Today, nearly 60 years after she first stepped onto a stage, Janice Siegel is still listening with the same openness she described to my father all those years ago, still chasing songs that surprise her, still believing in the expressive power of the human voice. Please join me in wishing a very happy birthday to Janice Siegel. Here's to many more years of singing Joy Spring. You really got that right! You can hear both Janice's conversation with me for the Third Story podcast and that historic conversation with my dad from the 80s on WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.